bit past 8:30. That was Bad Religion with Supersonic, and it's Punk and Disorderly with me, Jim, and also we've got Chilly here. He's my co-host for the day.
Hello.
Hello indeed. we've got Chris as well. He's
good evening.
He's the big boss, and he's the honcho. He's the Mac Daddy.
Watching
the honcho with
Hawk.
The poncho.
The honcho with the poncho, making sure that we do not say anything really bad, because on Monday I was a little bit of a bad boy, made fun of a few people.
Well, not so much people, but yeah,
we'll leave it there. So I'm not making fun of any minorities. In fact, I'm making fun of majorities today.
Majorities are really insulting today.
We're going after straight white guys.
Human beings.
We're going after human beings in general.
They have opposable thumbs, you know what
Anything
I mean?
Anything with opposable thumbs, if you haven't got thumbs.
Vertebrae.
That's fine.
So we'll leave it alone worms.
We're leaving alone worms, insects,
snakes.
Snakes.
Arthropods. Yes, we'll just leave them alone anyway.
But we're going after everything else. You're all bad. Bad people. Next up, we've got a lot of good stuff for you today.
What have we got coming
up, Dan? Lots of good punk. We're only playing punk. No emo, so if you're here to listen to some drippy emo stuff, or if you want to hear, like, Good Charlotte or something, don't ask, because I'm not playing it. if
not
you
have
any requests, though, feel free to go to www.shugradio.co.uk. You can email us at studio@shugradio.co.uk, or you can text us on 07757454668.
You read that all on your own,
Danny. Yeah, I know. I learned to read like 2 days ago, just for this show. So that's all. We'll listen to your requests, but we won't necessarily play them.
Don't say that. You say, send us your requests, people. It's what we want to hear.
Yeah, we want to hear from you people.
Input from the students.
The struggling masses yearning to be free.
The majorities. We're insulting the majorities today.
We're going after you people, actually.
So any worms out there want to send in your requests?
Yeah. We'll invertebrates. Worms, humans, whatever. This is a great track we're going to put on for you. It's Bayside, Devotion and Desire. Do you know that track, Jeff?
No, I do not know that track.
It's an awesome song. They're wicked, they're on Victory Records. Go and buy their new album, it's called Bayside. Check it out.
Yeah. Come on, Eve. We got it covered. We can stop anytime, anytime, anytime. Come on, Eve. It's just a party. Let's go to party town. Then we can party down. Come on, Eve. Check out my funny hat. My name is Wendell. I wrote you this song. Come on, Eve, raise your glass to the sky, drink to the song that plays, olden days, whatever, just wanna get radical, don't be a bummer, look at that summer day, the sun is rising once again.
That was Bayside, and then followed by Lagwagon, E-Dagger. It's a great song. It's off their Blaze album. Chilly.
Yes.
We're having a good time so far, aren't we?
Oh, hell yes.
Oh, hell yes.
Can we say that?
I think we can say hell, because...
Yeah.
Well, it's a place, isn't it? It's, you know, it's like saying...
heaven, really.
Heaven. Heaven, yes. We've got more... great punk songs on the way. We got a few dedications that I think we'll make to some people to loved ones and some hated ones too. We've still got Chris over looking at the computer or something. Say hello, Chris.
Hello there.
Chris, our crazy little leprechaun sitting in the corner.
Oh, he is. He's a leprechaun that runs the place. Without him, the whole place would fall apart. I think he's like the duct tape of the studio.
I am, yeah. I'm soft, strong and long.
He's soft, strong and long. I don't think... You're going to have to come closer, because I don't think that we're picking you up on the microphones.
Oh, no, it's gone over there.
It's beautiful.
Soft, strong and long.
Yeah, we can hear you, I think. Right now we're going to play a song by Margate. It's called Los Tristes, and it's a song in Spanish. Margate are a band I met back in January at West Beach Recorders in... Hollywood, California. They're a fantastic band. No one's heard of them over here. They're not yet signed. But give them a listen. Hopefully the guys are listening online. I did tell them that the show would be going out. So this song's...
Margate's a posh little area down south, don't you?
Yeah. Well, it's also the name of a street that they used to live on. That's why they're called that. But this song's going out to Alex, Leo and Steve. Great guys. Love the track. This is Margate with Los Tristes. right. That was AFI with Days of the Phoenix. It's a great track.
Phoenix again, keeping with our theme.
Phoenix, we're supporting animal rights today. Down with humans.
I don't know if Phoenix counts as an animal, though. It's a bit like a unicorn.
It's a... Unicorns exist.
Well, not like unicorns. It's not as though like a phoenix has got four legs and hooves, but, you know, it's an a mythical animal.
Mythical creatures. We're supporting the rights of mythical creatures to exist as well.
You've doubled your internet listening as well.
Ooh, oh, we've doubled the internet listening. We're not going to tell you the original number that it was, but we've doubled
in.
It.
You think you know the answer.
Yeah. You can text us on 07757454668. You can email us at studio@shugradio.co.uk.
If you guess correctly, we will play any song you want.
Any song. And if we don't have it, we'll sing it. And if we, you know, if we don't know it, we'll hum it.
Yeah, if we can't sing it, we'll hum it. If we can't hum it, we'll...
We'll do something.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, we're having the Human Wrongs and Animal Rights Day today. Chili, do you eat animals? Are you all right?
No, I'm not a vegetarian.
You're not a vegetarian.
Sorry.
You're a meataholic.
Don't want to offend any vegetarians.
Yeah, I love vegetarians. I think they've got
the great tomato sauce.
They're very tasty because they're corn fed. No.
Oh, good.
No. No, I eat meat as well. Yes. Well, you know, I'm a vegetarian. I just eat a lot of meat.
Oh, you're one of those vegetarians who...
That eat a lot of meat.
Won't eat anything that grazes near water, sort of thing.
I won't eat anything with three eyes. That's where I draw the line. Anyway, continuing our animal theme today, we've got a track by Millencolin. Millencolin from Sweden.
Ah, you're a punk band, yeah?
Yeah. Millencolin, Swedish punk. We love Millencolin, don't we? We love them dearly. Everyone should. Fantastic track. Keeping with the animal theme is Penguins and Polar Bears.
As soon as you're I never thought about the universe, it made me feel small. Never thought about the problems of this planet at all. Global warming, radioactive sites, imperialistic wrongs, and animal rights. When life is so good, why up with an am when there's always a could? Let the whales worry about the poisons in the sea. Outside of California, it's foreign policy. I don't want changes, I've no reactions. Your dilemmas are my distractions. That's the way to go, Franco, un-American. No way to go, Franco, un-American. No way to go, Franco, un-American. No way to go, Franco, Franco, un-American. I wear a couple of shoes cause of globalization. I'm watching Michael Moore expose the awful truth. I'm listening to Public Enemy and Reagan Youth. I see no world peace cause of zealous armed forces. I eat no breath mints cause I'm from the hoofed horses. Now I can't believe what an absolute failure. The president's laughing cause he voted for Nader. That's the way to go, Franco, un-American. No way to go, Franco, un-American. No way to go, Franco, un-American. Where can we go, Franco, un-American? I wanna move north and be a Canadian. Or hang down low with the nice Australian. I don't wanna be another, I don't care again. What are we gonna do, Franco, Franco, un-American?
Ah, nice bit of anti-American sentiment there from NoFX.
NoFX always seem to do, murder the government.
Yep, the government, which we can't play because it's got swearing in it.
That's another thing, they swear a lot, so we can't
they
play
do.
That much.
They do, yeah, we're kind of limited in so what we can play.
No effects the radio edit album, can you?
No.
They're pretty anti-radio.
They hate radio. Please
if they
play
find
this.
Out we were playing this, good God.
They would beat us up. We can't even play that song, Please Play This Song, on the radio because it's got swearing in it.
That's probably what they're trying to think. They
I know, it's ironic.
Stupid DJs who just look at the CD and go, oh, play this song on the radio, and play it, and then they end up in court or something, I don't know.
Probably.
Whatever they do to DJs that swear. I've never actually known.
The FCC hurts them badly,
hurts them.
Tortures them.
What's the FCC? I should know that.
It's
really.
The Federal Film.
Oh, right.
Yeah, that well-known entity, I don't know. Yeah, so we've got a few tracks lined up. Our 1.5 listeners, I think we've got at the minute.
Half listener?
There's half a listener. It's like somebody's really, you know, doesn't really care.
Reading the book at the same time sort of thing.
Yeah.
Half listening.
Maybe, you know, going to the toilet every once in a while, making a cup of tea. Yeah. So we're not, you know, but for anyone who cares, very recently me and Chili recorded a song.
Oh, yes.
We recorded a fine, fine punk song for my final year project.
I wouldn't call it a recording, more of a survival
it was,
for me.
Oh, it was difficult. It was testing, painful, and I just had to do it so I could get my degree. Very short. Shortest recorded song ever. You know, it took literally 2 seconds to record, and then I just made the rest up out of thin air.
We just slowed it right down, and then I just went...
Yeah. It was just blur, and then we slowed it down, and this is what we came out with. I think, you know, there's not really a band name, so we just call it's just Jim and Chili's song.
No, we should call it Opposing the Opposables.
Opposing the Opposable Thumbed Opposables.
Opposing the Opposable Thumbers.
Thumbers.
Call it that.
Yeah. Go anyway, on. The track's called Only Friend, and I know the recording sucks, but I did it, so hope you enjoy it, and here is Only Friend by Jim and Chili.
Yes, we'll do that.
This is the quiet intro, don't worry.
I'll let you inside as you burn me down. If Wait for it, wait for it.
Asian Kung Fu Generation with Haruku Kanata.
What's that mean, darling?
I think it means far away. Or
you,
far, far
just
away.
You're making that up.
No, honestly.
You can't claim to speak Japanese because you know the words.
I don't know how to speak Japanese.
You just said that with that song was on, you were saying I can speak
that much Japanese. I can speak like 4 minutes, 2 seconds of Japanese. That song was for Vaj, my housemate, because he requested some Japanese music and I don't have very much. So that's what he got. It's a great song. Everybody attempts to go out and buy their album, but you won't find it because they don't sell it in this country. So good luck. Right, we're going to play next. We're going to play Turncoat by Anti-Flag. Great band on Fat Records.
I've got an Anti-Flag. I have an Uncle Flag.
You have an Uncle Flag? I have a Cousin Flag.
Really?
So, yeah.
Ah, cool.
Anyway, bad joke. We can hear by nobody laughing in the studio, although there's only Chris.
Hello.
Hey, Chris, have we got any listeners?
We got any laughs?
I think the world's internet is broken.
Oh, the world's internet's broken because nobody's listening. We've had no emails, no texts. Feel free.
We're a punk show. We don't want people to listen.
Actually, we don't want your business. Go away.
We're not the sheep of the rest of the radio generation.
Yeah, we've got monkeys and sheep listening, and they love us.
Four text messages off Dolphins so far. Happy as Larry with the music.
Oh, they love it. But for any of you humans out there that possess computers that want to send us hate mail, we're accepting death threats and lewd emails at the minute. Rather not have any praise, if possible.
Yeah.
You can email us.
We get too much of that already, you see.
Oh, people are just saying wonderful things to me all the time.
Yeah,
and
know
praising me. Telling me I'm good-looking and charming. I hate it. I can't stand it. So if you want to get in touch with us...
I can't stand people telling you you're good-looking either.
I know. It's because it happens every single day.
You should have seen him right all over him.
All over me. Women,
quite a lot of women on him as well.
Women stick to me like limpets on a ship. Anyway... I said ship, yes, ship.
That was
that
poor.
Sails in the sea, not with a T. Chris is eyeing me. He hates me now.
Little evil.
Anyway, if you want to send us hate mail, it's studio@shugradio.co.uk, or those of you with telephones who have the intelligence to use them, it's 07757454668.
Well, we're on the third floor as well. So
now, we haven't even had any emails saying that I've said that too quickly, but I will say it for any of you... who missed that, 077 57 454 668. This song is Turncoat by Anti-Flag. Anti-Flag with Turncoat. Next up for you, we got Goldfinger with Stalker.
Oh,
That was Goldfinger with Stalker. What do you reckon to Goldfinger, Chilli?
Quite good. I've not heard much from him for a while.
That was off their last album, Disconnection Notice. It's a bit of a poppier album, and you can definitely tell that the singer, John Feldman, produced it, because it just sounds like the messed and used albums.
It feels quite a poppy sound in certain places, though, I'd say.
Yeah, they're very pop. They're going to be playing Give It a Name Festival in April. I'm going to the day that the Goldfinger are playing.
Is it a multi-day? I thought it was a one-day thing.
It's 2 days. Ah. 2 days.
The festival's planned for this year?
Well, because I'm moving to LA, I'm not going to Reading Festival this year.
Oh, it's a hard life, isn't it?
Oh, it's terrible. I might go check out the Warped Tour, though, when I'm there.
Oh, yeah.
You know. Yeah, I'm moving to LA in, in May. So it's about 7 or 8 weeks till I leave.
I'm moving to a new student house.
He's moving to a new student house. I'm moving to LA. I'm sure you'll all be glad to get rid of me.
Yeah, I will.
Apparently we were a little bit quiet there, so we've just had our volume raised.
That was what we were going for, you see.
We were going for quiet.
Laid back, chilled out chat there.
Yeah.
Leprechaun jumps over and turns everything up for us.
Make us loud, piercing your ears. The next track we're going to play is a cover of Big Yellow Taxi. It's a cover done by Pinhead Gunpowder, and...
Was that actually a cover?
Well, the original was by who? Joni Mitchell?
Joni Mitchell. Counting Crows did it as well.
Counting Crows have done it in that version.
Is it a cover, though?
Well, Pinhead Gunpowder didn't write it.
No, but I mean, is it actually a cover song, or the song's just not the same name?
It is a cover. It's not... You know, it's not a different song with the same name.
I thought it was, you see.
I've never
made the connection.
No, it's the same song done in a punk styly.
Styly?
Styly, not style, styly. And, Pinhead Gunpowder are a band on Lookout Records occasionally. And their singer, one of their singers is Billy Joe Armstrong from Green Day. So for all you horrible people that have been into Green Day for about 6 months and consider yourself fans... this is the really, really good stuff that you've been missing out on, so I hope you enjoy it. Gunpowder, it's a good song.
Oh yes, I'm convinced now that is actually a cover.
It is a cover, I knew it was.
I don't know how I missed that, to be fair, it's quite obvious.
We've doubled listeners
twice tonight, that means our listeners are squared pretty much.
You halved it three times,
that. They can go away.
Is that when I start talking, it also halves?
Maybe it's when I start talking. I think it's probably the fact that we talk. People are going, I want to listen to music. We've got a bit of a treat for you. I think this might be the first radio play of the leaked song by Angels and Airwaves, Tom DeLonge from Blink-182's new band. It's fantastic. It really is good.
Are we allowed to play that?
Well, we don't have permission to play anything we play.
On another radio station, I did hear him playing some tracks off Chinese Democracy.
Oh, well then.
So if they're doing that, we'll do this.
Yeah, it's a fantastic song. It's been got leaked on the internet and the video's out. Anyway, this is going to be... I'm dedicating this to...
Mrs. Dodgeball. Probably the stupidest sport ever, but still.
Yeah, dedicating it to Charlie.
No offence to dodgeball players out
of
there.
Of the Stoke campus, dodgeball team, they won the big dodgeball thing this week.
Who gives a bump?
Beat Vince Vaughn's team.
Please, yeah. And Lisa.
Anyway, yeah, just turned down the wrong thing. I just completely changed the pitch of that track.
See, now we can't be done because we're not showing it in its original format. That's the Punk and Disorderly remix right there.
We have. That was Angels and Airwaves with The Adventure. And I think it's a fantastic track. And
I think it sounds like The Cure.
It sounds like The Cure and U2 put together. Yeah. I think it's a good sign of good things.
Tom
DeLonge,
he's lost that nasally sort of like.
He doesn't sound like he's 13 anymore. Yeah, his songwriting's definitely improved. I think he's a contender now.
I think the longer his fringe gets, the deeper his voice gets.
Hopefully when he's down to his feet, he'll be like, yeah! he'll be sounding rock. We got to think about what we're going to play next because we haven't queued anything up.
You had your little gripe with one of the food retailers of this country.
Oh yeah, I did. We'll tell this story. Today, as I was getting ready to come and do this show, I thought I'd get myself some sustenance, get a bit of food, and I made myself a tin of. Well, I made myself. I opened a tin of food which I bought for about 10p of macaroni and cheese. Heated it up. Got it all lovely, added a few herbs and spices of my own, nice.
Salt and pepper,
and there was some glass in it, can you believe it? In the food there was glass, and...
What sort of glass? We're talking glass from a window?
A piece of glass, yeah.
Well, yeah, we're talking glass from a window, or maybe a glass from
like
a
jar, like a glass jar or something.
Ooh.
Yeah, a piece of glass.
They're the worst bits, they're the worst types of glass.
Yeah, it was nasty shit, nasty stuff, man, nasty stuff.
Oi!
Yes,
Yeah, so I got it's terrible because I've got a cut in my mouth and I'm speaking in tongues. It was from a major food retailer. We can't say who it was.
Yes, because that's not allowed.
Because they've got a big green sign, and the might of the Walmart chain will come down upon us if we actually say who it is. I think I'm going to play some Alkaline Trio.
Which song is the ultimate question?
Well, we can play All on Black, which I have. Or we can play Time to Waste, which is off the new album.
I'll go with Time to Waste, I reckon.
Yeah, I think everyone likes that song. It's pretty big. So this is Alkaline Trio with Time to Waste.
Pie.
was Alkaline Trio with Time to Waste.
Excellent tune.
I love that, and especially the fact that my friend Ryan engineered the album.
My friend Ryan, my friend Ryan.
Shut up.
I've got friends called Ryan as well, you know.
Good, good for you. Did he engineer the Alkaline Trio album?
No. No.
Anyway, that's a bit of a shout-out to him, because he did an amazing job.
All over in CA, listening to us.
He's not listening at all. He's not listening. He doesn't care. He's mixing a Red Hot Chili Peppers album at the minute, making that sound good. We've had a request, haven't we?
Believe it or not, yes, we have. From the guys who do Fear of Music on a Thursday night.
Is it on a Thursday night?
I'm thinking, what time slot does it...
Tuesday.
Seven.
Tuesday at 7, I believe. That's when they go out with their Fear of Music. And what's the guy's name?
Jim.
Jim. Jim has requested the Ataris, and, we're happy to play it for them, because the Ataris are good. Well, they were good.
Well, no, the Ataris, the band, are good.
Ataris, the console.
Amazing band.
I, in fact, have one. I still
You still have your Atari control?
I have an Atari 2600 to this day with Dig Dug, and I love it.
Well, they re-released it, didn't they? It's like a pretty much a little controller
they've
that you plug into your
now.
TV.
Yeah, I have the original system.
See, why are they more popular?
I don't know, probably because they look like the old BBC computers, the graphics of them.
I'm talking about the little things that you plug into your TV
nowadays. I don't know, maybe they're like hundreds of pounds or something. I'm not sure.
About 20 quid?
All right, well, everyone should own them. Go out and buy an Atari, and go out and buy an album by the Ataris. This is Summer Wind Was Always Our Song.
It's big.
Antares with Summer Wind was always our song. Nice, nice request we had there. Unfortunately, it was the only Azaris track that I brought with me. So, yeah. It's a great song, though.
Quite partial to Boys of the Summer, even though it is a cover. They do it I think they do it justice myself.
It's in the kind of period of the Antares that I don't like. I was going to bring Sandy Miss High School Football Rules with me, but alas, I forgot it.
And there's Teenage Riot as well, it's a good one.
Now, we've got kind of another sort of... It's not really an exclusive, but it kind of is. It's a track that not many people have heard. And we're kind of selling out a little bit at this point because we're getting more and more listeners every track we play. So, I'm going to play some Fall Out Boy. I wouldn't ordinarily do this on a punk show, but it's a song that's not on any of the albums.
Hey, man, they're punk, dude, they're punk.
Yeah, they're real punk. You guys are more punk than me! So we're going to play Fall Out Boy, and it's a song called The Music or the Misery. I don't think you guys know it, so hopefully you'll like it. Got my stitches, dish, I got my fixes, fix it in my aching head. Got my kisses, slip, all gossip, lips, stuttered every word I said. I said, got your love letters, corrected the grammar, headset, bang, bang. It's true, romance is dead. I shot it in the chest and in the head. And if you wanna go down in history, then I'm your friend. Because they got me in a bad way, I've never seen a heart. Somebody is texting Chris, the boss of the studio.
We did not give his number out.
We didn't give his number out. Somebody keeps texting him, asking for Coldplay. No one's going to be playing Coldplay until, like,
there was also an Audio Slave request.
An Audio Slave was requested. We're doing a punk show. We're not playing that stuff. You can text the studio on 077 57 454 668.
That's
077-57-454-668.
Call now.
Call now. Or you can email us at studio@shugradio.co.uk. And just send us requests. We've got a few. We weren't going to play requests. We got one request and we played it. So
we're not getting enough requests, you see.
We're not getting enough requests.
And if you request Coldplay, we're going to find you and give you a slap.
Yeah.
We're not playing Coldplay.
But we are, in fact, going to play an old classic now. Had the great video as well with that skateboarder going through all the streets.
You haven't told me what you're playing.
Playing Pennywise, I've already told you.
Yeah, but
that.
You never said which song.
Same old story. Classic old Pennywise
track. I thought you were just saying something then, as though the computer wasn't working. So, yeah. Oh, same old story.
Yeah. People get confused. It's annoying. Same old story by Pennywise from the album About Time.
When you say people get confused, is that another one of your animal rights things? Because we're against humans.
We're against humans.
We hate
today.
People because they get confused.
We hate people because
you've never
they
seen
get
a
confused.
Squirrel wondering what to do with his nuts.
But we do, I think we've got like 5 listeners or something at the minute, or there could be more because they're going through the proxy.
And also we don't get to hear who actually listened on radio or FM.
Yeah, only online. But please, you know, even if it's just to tell us we suck or hate the show.
Can I read a message to someone to you?
We've got a message.
Why would it be Chili, you slap me, I'll kick your peach, something.
How the hell is, I think that's my missus, you know.
Oh, I hope so.
That's the number.
It is. Why is she texting your number?
Chili...
What's going on here, Dowdy? Are you just reading out every number you see?
I'm reading the number. I don't know what's happened.
I didn't read out the numbers, did I? Like, just when you randomly read out a number by mistake, as you
know. No, I don't think so. Text to the studio, this little phone sitting next to me, on 077-57-454-668, or email us at studio@shugradio.co.uk. We'd love to hear from you.
Don't text, Chris.
Tell us if you're enjoying the tracks that we're playing. You know, we're playing some good stuff. You've got the space of this song to text us or email. Pennywise, same old story from the album About Time.
It's patience trying when you tell me how to live.
embraces with a warm gesture. It's time, time to say goodbye.
Okay, that was Rancid with Ruby Soho. We had a text message. We've had one text message.
Yes, from we know who you are, by the way.
We know who you are, requesting S Club 7.
S Club 7.
On a punk show.
Not going to say his name, but he knows who he is. He knows.
But we are going to play kind of the poppest thing we've got, really.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it's kind of pop. It's really pop. Anyway, please, somebody send us a nice text message.
Our listeners
are going up. We're getting more listeners each song. We haven't got long left, so
send us an email.
Send us a text message. Email or a text.
If you request a decent song.
studio@shugradio.co.uk. Text us on 07757454668. And whoever sends us a lovely text, we'll give them a big kiss.
A big sloppy
porno kiss.
You've no idea what that goes for on eBay nowadays, man.
Oh, lots. Especially coming from us.
Oh, yes.
Here we go. Me first in the Gimme Gimmes with Uptown Girl.
experience this dark. I take it if it seems that way. She might just been a troll. You know, she's picture and cool again. She's a monster, love it down. I take it to the universe and she says, huh? I take it to her anniversary and she says, one. I take it in the jewelry store, I said, John, and she said, well. Oh, everyone knows I'm in love with the monosyllabic girl. You know, everyone knows I'm in love with the monosyllabic girl.
Right, okay, hope you're enjoying the songs. We've had one email. One email.
One whole email.
One whole email requesting the Skids.
Yes.
Unfortunately, we don't have any.
Very sorry about that.
We're real.
Get some for next week. Sorry.
We'll get some for next week. And we've got. We're going to play.
That email, by the way, was actually from Chaz and Dave, was it?
Yeah. Yeah, not as in the Snooker Loopy.
No.
Cockney Sparrows.
Oh, yeah.
No.
But from Shut FM's very own FGK.
Snooker Loopy, nuts are we.
We're all Snooker. Loopy.
Anyway, we've got
two
last songs coming at you, and they are quite old school, so we're keeping in line with the sort of Skids thing. You've got time. You've got, you know, nearly 5 minutes to send us an email or a text. Email studio@shugradio.co.uk. Text to 07757454668. This is The Descendants. Hope you enjoy it. That was The Descendants with I'm the One. We're coming up to 10 o'clock, so it's going to be the end of our show. Chilly, any final thoughts and words for the people?
Down with the opposable thumbs, I think it should
down
be
down with
one.
The opposable thumbs. Up with animals. Up with the claws.
Claws
animals, or with spindly things.
The arthropods. Yeah. Anything that's not got opposable thumbs. Hope they've had a nice day today.
Yeah.
Hope you've had a nice day, Jim. Have a nice day.
A lovely day, to
evening,
be honest. I've been.
Sorry.
Yeah, well, just the whole day, you know, I've been looking at flats and stuff, and then came in and did a radio show. And
it's all good fun.
Thanks for those few people who've been listening, and
thanks for the email from Chaz and Dave.
Thanks for the email, thanks for the one text.
Thank you, yes, Gavin Nelson, Texas Spice Girls there.
Well, Chaz and Dave got back in touch again.
Chaz and Dave, last minute emergency email.
We've heard Shane Roskins, how about a big, fat, Shug hug.
Shug hug.
Shug hug.
We play the pie button.
The pie button.
We'll play the pie button.
Just Dave, if you're listening, we played the Pussycat Dolls versus Chris and Johnny and Beep Pie earlier.
Beep Pie. Here's the pie button for you people.
Pie!
Pie it is. Well, that's what we hear. Pie signals the end of our show. We're all going to go and eat some pie right now, I think.
Pie, how does that sound, JD?
Pie.
Oh, pie, yeah.
Pie sounds good.
There's three pies in a row.
Pie.
We love pie. Okay. Well, we're kind of run over our time slot, really, by about a minute. But
that's punk, man.
He wants to go home. We've got one more track to play for you just to play out on. Hope you've enjoyed it. We have Bouncing same time next week. Yeah, we'll be here. So don't hesitate to text in and email, and we'll try and have a better show for you next week. Anyway, we're going to finish with the Bouncing Souls with Gone.
This Thursday at the Litton Tree, with 2-for-1 deals and discounted cocktail jugs for the fairer sex, plus DJ Matt James playing Stafford's best music. It's the only place to be for your weekend warm-up. We're open till at least 1 a.m. The Litton Tree, Stafford. Great entertainment every night of the week.